A lot of Americans could lose power in the frigid cold. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, with winter storm watches and warnings from New Mexico and Texas up to Michigan and Maine.
A half an inch of freezing rain on power lines can add 500 pounds.
A big worry to Entergy's Brandy Hinkle in Arkansas. There are ice warnings there up to Indiana. Now, this is Groundhog Day.
We love Bill.
A big crowd cheered on America's most famous woodchuck, Punxsutawney Phil, who saw his shadow this morning, therefore forecasting another 6 weeks of winter, no early spring. There are no classes today at the Richfield, Minnesota school where two students were shot on a sidewalk outside the building.
One of the students succumbed to his injuries.
Richfield Police Chief Jay Henthorne, the other student, was critically injured. Two suspects later arrested. In Milwaukee, five people were shot outside a high school basketball game last night. Four were teenage girls. All are expected to survive while police search for the gunman. Ever since taking office, President Biden's biggest medical focus is on COVID. Today, he'll pivot to something else. Fox's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
President Biden is outlining a plan to reduce cancer deaths by 50% over the next 25 years, a goal that is part of the Cancer Moonshot. That moonshot was first initiated in 2016 when the president was vice president, an issue that was deeply personal after the death of his eldest son, Beau, due to a brain cancer a year earlier. President Biden will assemble a cancer cabinet, officials from more than a dozen agencies with a goal of improving treatment and reducing out-of-pocket costs for patients. President Obama first announced the moonshot with $1.8 billion in research funding. Dave.
The Washington football team has a name again, Jared. Rebranding themselves the Commanders a few years after sacking the controversial Redskins name. In baseball, Cleveland's team is the Guardians starting this year if there is a season after retiring the Indians' name. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A New York City police officer is recovering the morning after being shot in the shoulder while off duty. This as officers lined the streets this morning leading to St. Patrick's Cathedral for another funeral.
Today's funeral mass for Officer Wilbert Mora comes just days after one for his partner, Officer Jason Rivera. Both died of wounds received during a domestic incident nearly 2 weeks ago. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell called Mora three times a hero for his service, his sacrifice, and his organ donation and death that saved several lives. Mayor Eric Adams, a former NYPD captain, will speak at the funeral as he did for Officer Rivera. Following the service at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan, Officer Mora will be buried in Queens. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, yesterday, there was a funeral in Houston for murdered Corporal Charles Galloway, shot at a traffic stop last month. The accused gunman charged with murder was in the country illegally at the time. In Virginia, they're mourning two Bridgewater College officers shot and killed yesterday by a suspicious man on campus. He is now under arrest. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell this hour. They have started to go for the gold in China.
While opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics in Beijing are Friday, early morning Eastern time zone, competition at the 24th Winter Games got underway Wednesday in two events. Curling, mixed doubles, the United States playing Australia. luge, men's singles training runs. Tomorrow, curling and luge competition continues, and four other Olympic events will commence competition, including women's hockey. The United States will face off against Finland in a preliminary round game Thursday. Also, ski jumping on the schedule tomorrow, as well as alpine skiing and freestyle skiing. Jared Max, Fox News.
At the Olympics, there have been more than 30 new COVID cases detected. That's happened almost every day the last week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.